There is no water in hell at all. No water. There's no humidity in the air. And no water of any kind. It is so dry, you are desperate for a drop of water. Just one. Just like the scripture says in Luke 16:23-24, the rich man said, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember, and he went on to talk about his brothers and so forth, but a couple points in the scripture, just, he wanted him to just dip the tip of his finger in water, just to get one drop. That would have been precious. One drop. But you never, ever get a drop. It's hard to imagine how dry your mouth is. If you can imagine doing a marathon run through Death Valley and having cotton in your mouth and staying there for days, and it just continues like that. Just dry, absolute, desperate for a drop of water. Another thing in the scripture quickly it revealed to me was, we know there was a great gulf fixed between them in hell, then between paradise and Hades. And the rich man saw Abraham a great far off. In the natural, how could he recognize Lazarus and Abraham? First of all, he never met Abraham. And then to see someone that far away, you wouldn't really know who they were. But it's just certain things you know in hell, you understand. Like I was saying, the depths, the how far away and so forth. And one of the demons grabbed me and drug me back into the cell and began all these torments again, which I really hate to talk about that part because I just don't like to have to relive the torment. But they began to crush my skull. One demon grabbed me and tried to crush my head. And I was screaming and begging for mercy and no mercy. About this time, they each grabbed an arm and a leg and were about to tear off my legs and arms. And I thought, I can't endure this. I can't endure this. And something grabbed me all of a sudden and pulled me out of the cell. I know it was the Lord, but then I didn't know that. I was there as an unsaved person, so I didn't know these things. I just went there just as if I had never accepted the Lord. And I was placed over next to the fire that I had seen. I was standing alongside that pit. And I was beneath a cavern, a giant cave, tunnel, going up. And alongside the fire,